The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hey guys, so welcome to episode 15 of Hoe Ventures. Today I have an exciting adventure with a lovely lady out, where are you? East Coast, right? East Coast that I am friends with, that I've known for a while, and we've met in person, and she's just such a joy to be around, and I'm so excited she finally had time to come on my show. Welcome to the show, Michaela.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to hear your adventure. Yes. You did tag the show while you were on your adventure. So that was, thank you so much for doing that. I want everybody tag the show in all of your Hoe Ventures. I love seeing everybody's adventure and just out living their best life and having fun. Like, I love it. Even if you're like by yourself and you're just having like a spa day even if you're just sitting on your balcony having a cup of tea and just in your peace and enjoying life, tag the show. You know, that's a hoe venture.
It is a hoe venture.
That is a hoe venture. Tag the show and all the, you know, hashtag hoe venture and like everything, because, you know, we need to get it out there that we're a great time to be around, relax, have fun, whatever it is. So I mean, your adventure was anything but relaxing.
it was pretty adventurous.
A fun time. So I'm excited. We're just going to kind of jump right in, get to know you a little bit, and tell us about this adventure. So we'll start out, where are you currently based?
Well, so I am based in Richmond, Virginia, like you said, on the East Coast. I also say I am in D.C. as well, because I'm up there pretty frequently, the D.C. area.
Okay, and shout out to Richmond, because Randy Blythe, lead singer of Lamb of God, is from Richmond.
Yep.
And I always ask her, like, hey, do you just ever see him, like, at a bar or something? If you do, just let me know.
I'll be like, sneak a pic.
Yes, sneak a pic and just be like, my friend Chantel is, like, your biggest fan.
She's your number one fan. I got
to
do this.
Number one fan. So I was like, I said I was going to go to Richmond and see if I can, like, find him. That's so creepy.
That would actually be a fun hoe venture for us, though, if you came down and we can, like, go on a little scavenger hunt.
You know what? I have been saying that I was supposed to do a tour up there.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to visit you. I just like to make friends and then visit where they are, because I haven't been there before. So, yeah, I'm supposed to do that, and I haven't gotten around to it. But maybe I will do it now.
Yes. Please come.
You know, things are starting to calm down for me, so I have time to do more adventure. I love adventure.
You need your own hoe ventures.
No, so when I listen, I'm like such a creep. I'm not really that creepy. I know their tour schedule, because I'm always looking to see when are they going to be somewhere I can go visit, you know, go see a show, right? Yeah. So that's why I know their tour schedule, not so that I can like stalk them. But that adventure has to be when they're not on tour, obviously.
Right.
Then I know that he's most likely going to be in town. I got to stop talking, because he's going to, like, somebody's going to be like, hey, Randy, you might want to put her on the watch list. I swear to God, I'm a fan, but not a creepy fan.
I ran across this podcast, and you should be a little bit worried, dude.
No, actually, it's so funny. I went to see their show in Nashville. Shout out to the client that got me those tickets.
Yes.
And Milo Sky was with me.
Nice.
And I got a 30-minute private bass lesson with.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Yeah, in one of your episodes.
So Milo throws out there that I have a podcast. So nice. It may not be that random if he came across it.
you never know.
I would love for them to be a fan of my show.
That would be so great.
His wife was there, and she was super cool. And it was just like a really cool experience. So I told him that I'm going to tag him when I learn how to play bass, because he inspired me. So anyway.
Absolutely.
So Richmond, shout out to Richmond. I'm so excited to go. I need to make that plan to visit Richmond.
It's a lot of metal bands, a lot of punk bands based here, you know.
You know,
so
love it. So I, you know, and that's probably where I'm going to go when I finally learn how to play bass, and I'm going to be in somebody's band.
Yes. Do it.
I want to be in a band.
I'll connect you with some good musicians here.
I want to be in a band, man. Like, if I could sing, I would be the lead singer of a band, but I can't sing, so I have to learn an instrument.
Oh, no, you have to be the hot bassist. Oh, no.
I'm totally fine with being a hot bassist. You
could be like Tia Carrera from Wayne's World. She was the hot bassist.
I don't know
who
that is.
Character is Cassandra. It's Wayne's girlfriend. She's a hot bassist. She also
never watched. It was a movie or a show.
Well, it was first a show. It was a sketch on Saturday Night Live. But then they did two movies.
Oh, okay. That's right. Now I remember it. Yeah, I didn't watch it. It wasn't my thing. But anyway,
well, watch the movie and it'll inspire you to become the hot bassist of your dreams.
They're the guys that like say like the totally right.
Not so much that. You might be thinking of Bill and Ted.
Oh, maybe. See, listen, let me just...
Crossing our 80s movies, it's fine.
Anyway, so back to you. How long have you been dating professionally?
Well, I started out kind of doing it in a different format about, whenever the beginning of, like, late 2018, early 2019, however many years ago that was, but, like, For real, it was January of 2020. So, I had maybe...
Oh,
like
really?
I had like a 6-ish week head start on the pandemic. That was...
What? So I literally met you like when you were like basically kind of new. You.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had no idea you were such a baby.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's true.
I've gotten to know you since the beginning.
I love that too.
This for you. I love how much you've grown in the business. It's so exciting.
Thank you. I'm telling you, it's been a journey for sure, because that first year was, it was, like I said, it was a time.
Yeah, especially
emerging
like
in this business.
In the pandemic.
Yeah, it was...
Oh
a
my
lot.
God, so, like now a lot of things make sense. I had no idea you were such a newbie. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was. Like I said, in this particular way of doing things, there it was other stuff and like that was,
Well, what was the other stuff? Because I've had girls on that started out as like dancers.
No.
And that's kind of, they stepped their foot in the world that way. What was yours?
No, I
if
wish.
You're comfortable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was sugaring.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of that's our villain origin story.
Exactly.
For most of us. That was my start.
Yeah. The villain I love that villain origin story.
Yeah,
no, it's
the villain,
true. It's like I was doing
villain.
That for about like a year or so and then, did ye old transition like we do into
when we learn that we can make more money being a professional dater
and not have to manage certain expectations that can
listen,
I do
tell people all the time that I think I'm one of those people that's like meant for arrangements,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay. I mm-hmm. love arrangements. I really do. Like just the connection that you get with the client.
Yeah.
Just because you see them more often, right? I love arrangements, but the sugaring culture got
it's
so
different.
Toxic that it's different from when I first started,
Right.
One day I'll tell my story of how I got started.
Your villain origin story.
My villain origin story. It won't be today because this isn't about me. It's about Mikayla. So this is what this is about. But that's pretty typical for a lot of us getting started. And so if you are currently out there sugaring, just know that it is okay
better
to make the transition.
Yeah.
It is better and more lucrative.
It really
is. You.
And it's
then
just,
when you go home at night, it's so much more peaceful.
I'm such a big fan of boundaries, as you know. Like I love a boundary and it's so much easier to exercise those boundaries when you're doing professional dating than versus when you're doing sugaring. It's just
way
easier.
It's weird how sugaring is like usually the first step.
Yeah. Well, it's the socially acceptable thing, right? Like I think
right.
that it's a lot more socially acceptable and perhaps acceptable, like even internally, individually, to be like, oh, I'm doing this thing, but it's not like, I don't know. I can see where some people would be like,
I totally agree. But where I find it weird is that it seems like I would be better now at sugaring because of my boundaries.
Correct.
So it's weird how it's the first step, but for it to be the best experience, you have to have that experience with knowing and enforcing the boundaries. You can't just have the boundaries. You have to enforce the boundaries, or else it's pointless to have them if you're not enforcing them.
Right. And it can end up leading to a lot of heartache if it's like, okay, I know what my boundaries are, but I'm not actually enforcing them. And that is a whole other world.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I always find that interesting, like that we all started out with that our origin story of sugaring, but now we have more boundaries. It's like, well, yeah, that would have been a lot easier. Or maybe the arrangement wouldn't have lasted as long. But right. I think that had we known our boundaries as much as we know now, it wouldn't be so toxic for sugaring the way that it is right now.
Because I totally agree.
We would be like, you're not going to get what you want if you don't like abide by these boundaries that all of the, you know, the sugaring sets and stuff like that. So anyway,
I totally agree.
All right. So I want to know about this adventure. Who planned it?
So it was kind of a combination of both of us in a lot of ways. I was the one who had the initial idea, who put forth the initial thought of like, hey, there's this thing that's happening. I actually, funny enough, I found out about the festival from, it was one of those Date City Twitter pages. I can't remember which one. I think it was run by a client, you know, because some of us run, you know, Date City pages. I run the Date Richmond page. It's not like super poppin', but it exists. But they had posted about this festival. And it wasn't even in whatever city it was for. It was, you know, in California. And this was not for a Twitter page based in California, but I was like, oh, that looks so interesting. And it was bands like Morrissey, Blondie, Devo, and I was like, oh my god, my client would love this. We bond a lot over music.
Wait, okay, so what genre is this? Because I'm not familiar with those.
Oh my gosh, you're just like Wayne's World, like all these things. I'm striking out.
I'm a metal girl, okay? I listen to metal.
That's fair. Well, so there were some punk bands there, but so like generally the genres were some older school punk, like The Damned. I'm trying to think. Violent Femmes was there too.
Oh, I've heard of Violent Femmes.
Yeah, everybody knows Blister in the Sun. Yes, everybody knows Blister in the Sun.
I feel like so excited that I know a band that you mentioned. Exactly. Yay!
Congratulations. But yeah, so it was like some punk bands. And then there was also a lot of like kind of like, I don't know, I would say like goth, dark wave, early alternative sort of stuff like Bauhaus.
Dark wave? That's a genre?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I've never heard of this.
It's like the gothy shit. I don't know. I love that stuff.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah. I grew up, you know, I use that term loosely, but I was exposed to in my teenage life a lot of the kind of like early alternative sort of older school bands, which I'm so grateful for the people that exposed me to some of those like outside the mainstream things.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was kind of a mixture of like some pop, some kind of goth stuff, some punk stuff.
And have you ever heard of the Castle in Tampa?
Oh, yes. Have I ever heard of the Castle? Yes, it's a lot like that sort of stuff.
Is that like the goth wave, that kind of music?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Yes, I could totally, yes. I mean, I don't want to like dance to it all day or anything, but yeah, I could totally vibe to that. Yeah.
It's exactly that.
I love getting weird at the Castle.
Shout out to the Castle. Oh my God. Because I used to live down there in Sarasota and I used to go to the I can't even tell you how many times I've been drunk at the Castle.
I love getting weird in the Castle. It's also like Orpheum. People, man. Oh yeah, Orpheum.
Different
for sure.
Genre of music, but sink or swim.
Oh my god, no, I go. Woo-hoo-hoo. Well, okay, so people think that I, you know, I guess Twitter, they're like, oh my god, you only want to go to like high end restaurants and blah blah blah. I'm like, listen,
well, no,
we can have a whole date at Burn Steakhouse and then hit the Orpheum
for
a little dive bar show, because a lot of my favorite bands play at Orpheum because they're not huge mainstream bands.
Yeah.
Like I've seen Thy Art Is Murder there and That's Cannibal awesome. Corpse.
Nice.
Cannibal Corpse is not really my thing. So don't buy me tickets, anybody, not to Canada. You're a little bit off, but yeah. So I love it all. Like, I just like to do things. You
exactly.
know?
Yeah. And especially things that center around music. Like, that's my,
yes,
that's
it's
my
so
happy
fun.
Place.
Yeah. I'm glad to know that you know about the castle.
Oh, I do. I've been, like, so I said, exciting. So many times. I drank so many dirty martinis there, danced my butt off. Like, I love that
so
place.
Fun.
Actually, I need to go down there and have a visit. The last time I went down to Florida, which was a few years ago at this point, we were going to go, my friends and I were going to go to the castle, but for whatever reason they were closed for some like private event or something, so we ended up going to the Orpheum instead, and it was sink or swim night, which for anybody who's never been to sink or swim at the Orpheum, it's it's basically shit like show. Yeah, it's a shit show. Yeah, like you either sink or you swim, and what that means is that they give you doubles, like they give you two drinks. You order one drink, you automatically get two. Like, I think,
oh my god,
I think it's like you pay like a door fee essentially, but the drinks are like, you know, buy one, get one, more or less. And it's just like, how much can you handle? And let me tell you, that night, I did not
how
swim.
Much you can handle.
Yeah.
I don't do sink or swim.
It's not like, it's definitely, it was a choice I made. It was a choice that I made.
Listen, time you come to Tampa, we're let me know. We're going to the castle.
We definitely
100%
are.
100% going to the castle. We have to go to the castle.
You'll see me in all of my like goth dancing form. It'll be great.
Yeah, I don't know how to goth dance.
I'll show
that's
you.
Not my thing.
I'll show you.
I just twerk. I twerk to like everything.
Yes.
And even when I'm headbanging, I'm headbanging and twerking at the same time. Like people who say that you can't do both, I'm like, you just can't dance. And that's fine. You don't have to be the best dancer.
No,
but yeah, headbanging and twerking is a whole mood, okay? A whole mood.
I got to practice that later.
Yes, girl, just listen, you just put on the music and just start, because like I get into like the beat of the drums
and the
bass, and you just like the beat together, and then all I know, like then like the hips start moving, then the ass starts shaking,
and
then the head starts swirling. I'm like, yes, exactly.
I can envision this, and it's
wait, so how are you dancing at the festival?
It kind of depended on the band, because some of them were very much more punk. So I was like bouncing around, you know, like just doing that whole thing.
Do you get into the pits? Do you mosh?
No, I'm too old and now too fragile for that sort of stuff. I never really was much of a pit person anyway. Like, don't get me wrong, I have definitely been to Gwar a couple times, and
I cannot be in their crowd. It's a lot. I have to be way in the back.
The first time I saw them was at, where was it down there in Florida? I'm blanking on the name of it. I also saw Mindless Self-Indulgence there once. Anyway, I was in the midst of it because I was like, I want to wear the white t-shirt. I want to get like
the blood on you
splattered upon by all of the like fake bodily fluids that they do.
It's so gross.
But you know, I really wanted that experience because Gwar is from Richmond, right? Like they started in Richmond.
Oh, are they?
They were a bunch of VCU art students who like loved metal and horror, and so they started playing as Gwar. You know, they like built all of these wild costumes and made all these puppets or whatever, and
they
you know,
are wild,
quite vulgar and violent, fake violence because it's violence against puppets, but like puppets that are look like actual people.
I saw them in November. They were chopping off heads in pits.
That's what they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it's a lot. So all of this, there's a family in Richmond, the Ucrops family. Bob Ucrops used to have a grocery store called Ucrops Grocery Store. It doesn't exist anymore. But he is very conservative Christian and was very offended by Gwar and was able to petition the city of Richmond to bar them from playing as Gwar in Richmond. So meaning they couldn't say we are Gwar and we are playing a show, and they couldn't do the whole like dressing up and the puppets and everything else. So they had another band. I can't remember what it was called, but they had another band where they just like were dressed normally and would play. But yeah, so they couldn't
That's
even play
so
in their own
wild.
Hometown for like decades. When I first moved to Richmond to go to VCU in the long time ago, they still couldn't play as Gwar. So I had when I was living in Florida, that was how I had to see them, because
wild. Isn't it amazing, like, how our industry I mean, we feel that a lot with our industry, people constantly trying to stop us from being able to do anything. It's like, it's weird because they don't participate in it. They don't see it, but right. it offends them just right. knowing about it.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's amazing just how people are just so uptight. Like, it must be yep. a miserable existence. I can't relate because I'm out here literally. Having whole ventures. Okay?
Exactly. I'm out here. I'm out here
living
what
my
I do.
Best life.
Yep.
All right, so back to your festival date. I get so sidetracked. I get excited. I get excited about stuff, and I just want to hear everything about everything. Okay. So was this festival that you went to in California, was it your first date?
No, we have been seeing each other. We've been going on dates since January of 2021. Was that? Yeah, that was our first date that we had together. Yeah, and this was actually our third trip together. It was our first
long distance
okay. trip. But we had done some weekend trips before, like, you know, out of the state of Virginia, essentially, couple day trips. But this was by far the most like, you know, time intensive and like spending, you know, a long time traveling to our destination together. So
yeah,
it was really really great. It was really
That's
great.
So exciting.
Yeah,
and. What region of California was this in?
We were in the LA area, so
my favorite LA, the LA area. That's my second favorite city in the world.
Yeah,
I just love
cool.
It's like Florida, but better because it has mountains.
Exactly.
So
and
it's
the,
like it.
Yeah.
It has the amazing weather. It has palm trees, but yep. then there's mountains. So then I could go hiking. I can't hike
exactly.
in Florida.
No, you can't.
And I love hiking.
You can hike through a swamp, and that's about it.
I mean, that listen, that's a workout. That's a whole workout. Right. You know, you got to get your rain boots on.
You got to
dodge
gators.
Oh, man. Somebody got eaten by a gator not too far away from me.
Yikes.
Recently, yes.
Yikes.
I don't know why. And apparently he was from Florida. And I was like, we all know.
You live in
area
and you're like no
yeah like I mean come on you know you respect the wildlife here you know and so now they're talking about capturing all the gators and cutting it open to retrieve his body and I'm like
no oh, ew, was, what
I guess for the family I'm like listen
why
this is what happened that
he got caught I mean come on
got,
like that's listen, it that's all like, she wrote that,
like just chalk that up to nature being nature and next time watch out like I feel sorry for his family and
we're
everything
on their turf, you know
we are on their turf and I don't know anybody who doesn't know me I care way more about animals than I care about people so
true.
It's hard for me to be too devastated with that story when you know he obviously wasn't respecting the wildlife because
yeah.
he's way too close
yeah
you know? It's like the I mean these gator attacks it's like I see gators all the time.
Exactly.
It's like, how are you getting that close and not respecting them? It's like,
totally.
I've never had one chase me. Apparently they do. I've never seen it. But
yeah, but
they
like
do.
Sprint, you know, you as long as you can kind of get away from them and do the zigzag run thing.
No,
you know?
No, that doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, okay. No. See, I clearly have never actually encountered a gator when I was living in Florida. I saw them, but I never actually I was like,
no, I think when people mean zigzag, like I think other people in their mind, they think like quick zigzagging and it's like, no, you have to like take massive turns where the gator really has to make turns.
Yes.
So whenever I hear people say zigzag, I'm like, no, just start like running in circles.
It's not like, right. It's not like I take one step with my right leg and then I take
and then,
one
yeah.
step with my left leg.
Because that's what people
side.
Think.
Yeah,
they think
no,
zigzag.
I'm
like, no,
yeah.
like just dirt from like tree. Go just climb up a tree. Like,
just
you know, just get your running shoes on. Anyway, so I need to know what, okay, so this was like, when was this? What time of the year was this festival?
It was spring. It was,
the best weather.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. It was like, I will say the first day of the festival was really, really hot, but it still wasn't bad. I mean, in
at least
Virginia,
it wasn't humid like
I was
Florida.
Say, I know. It's like, Virginia is not humid all the time like South Florida is, but it has times of year. Like right now, we're already in like the humid, intensely humid season. But California was just like, I love warm weather because Florida ruined me and I just like don't tolerate the cold very well anymore. But it was beautiful because even though it was hot, it was kind of breezy and it was nice and it would still get into like the upper 60s at night. So it was just really,
so you were born up north.
In Virginia, yeah.
You're born. Oh, okay. And then you moved to Tampa Sarasota, you said,
yeah,
for a short period of time, yeah, and then that ruined it for you,
yeah,
when you moved back.
Yeah, I came back, and all of a sudden, I was just like, I can't handle this cold weather anymore. Even though I grew up here, I was like, this is, no.
I'm a Florida native, so yeah. I can't handle cold, period.
I remember the first time you saw snow, I think. I feel,
yes,
like, I remember you,
yeah,
talking about
December,
that.
Yeah, that was December 2020. I,
that's,
put it,
right,
all over Twitter and Instagram.
That's right.
Me playing in the snow.
Yes. I was like, yes, that's so exciting.
I made a snow angel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember that. So good. It, you gotta,
like,
do it.
I gotta lay down and do the thing that,
yeah,
everybody says that I need to do.
Yeah. I love it. But yeah, it was spring. Yeah. It was beautiful, beautiful weather. It was just really amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Okay, mm-hmm. So spring, LA in the spring, you got amazing weather, and you're at a goth wave punk festival. Okay,
yeah.
So if you're comfortable, of course you don't have to share anything that you're not comfortable with, but was there like a big age gap between you and the client?
No, not tremendously. We're pretty close in age. And it's,
okay,
one of those things where, like, we're technically different generations, but mm-hmm. not by much. So, you know, because I'm 40, so I'm in this weird, like, I'm not a Gen Xer, but I'm not a millennial kind of, you know,
right,
in between spot.
This weird in between spot. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's like I said, because of that, we're technically different generations, but, like, similar enough. And, you know, it's just because I have a wide span of music that I'm interested in and that I like, and he is as well. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of like one of the things that we bond on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not like, I think, you know, if you see us out together, you're not like, oh, what's this,
like? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if anybody, like, if anybody was like, saw you guys at the festival and was like, oh, I bet they're on a date, you know, like, you know, like,
yeah, you
us being,
wonder,
professional,
yeah,
daters,
oh, yeah, we can,
when
spot
we
it.
We spot it all the
really
time,
yeah.
And I saw one day, where was I saw like this older white gentleman with two like much younger black girls, and like way younger, and I was like, I gave them that nod, like,
yeah,
you know, like, get your bag, girls.
Yeah, exactly. I see you, get it.
But people ask me a lot, because one thing I'm doing with this show is not only for us to have our voices, you know, to get better clientele, or not necessarily better clientele, but to get better experiences from our clients.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of clients, you know, don't really realize the kind of experiences that they can have. But also to educate the vanilla crowd to kind of see what our life is like.
Yeah.
And it's not the scary scenes on Law and Order SVU all the time.
Jesus.
And I know, right? So I always get asked, when people ask me, like, well, what is it like, you know, going out in public with, you know, a much older man? Like, you know, do people stare at you? So I had to ask that question, because,
yeah,
I get asked it all the time.
Yeah.
But since you guys are more like, I would say age appropriate.
Yeah,
and I,
for sure.
I say that in quotes, because, you know, what is age appropriateness?
It's like Aaliyah said, age ain't nothing but a number. But sometimes,
you know. I mean, because you can have 65-year-olds out there that never did the work on themselves and still act like they had no growth since they were 20.
Yep.
You know, it's all a mindset,
yeah,
anyway.
And then
you can have
teenagers who've had so much life experience that they might as well be, you know, 60-year-old.
They might
adults,
as well
be,
so. Exactly. So I just had to ask that, what,
yeah,
it was like walking around. Because I see, like, the older generations at the metal festivals. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't, that is going to be me.
Exactly.
I don't care. I'm going to be 60 and I'm still going to be rocking out. Now, I don't
You're
know.
You're twerking
what,
and headbanging at the same time.
I don't know
shows.
To what bands then, because I'm sure Lamb of God will be retired by the time I turn 60.
You never know. You never know, because these bands that I saw at the festival, I mean, you know, Blondie, Debbie Harry is 78 years old.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty, she's like 77, 78. And she was, I mean, first of all, she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, just looks amazing. And even, you know, not even talking about like just how she physically looks, her energy was off the charts incredible. It was
oh,
just
awesome.
So good.
I mean, yeah. I saw Metallica in November, James Hetfield.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's like 58 or almost 60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Randy right now, I think Randy's like 50, I think. And
our friend Randy.
And I think John is like 49 or something like that. Somewhere 47, 49, something like that. So I mean, like, by the time I'm 60, you know, they're gonna be like 80. So I don't know if they're still gonna be playing at 80, but if they are, I'm going to be there.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna be there.
And even if it's not them, there will be like whatever other band comes along.
Whatever like really band comes along. I will listen. I will definitely be there no matter what. Yeah, my camera totally just shut off on me.
No.
So I guess I'll be missing half of that. That's okay. tell me more about this.
Well, I was going to say too, that like when it comes to whatever sort of difference between, I don't think that anybody will look at us and be like, oh, there's an age difference there, because even though like, I'd like to think I have a, most people tell me that I don't look my age, and I don't think that he does either, to be honest. But like the differences between us is probably more in how we dress, because also you got to keep in mind, like there were a lot of goths. There were a lot of people with like wild colored hair, and you know, I gotta say, I respect the hell out of the people that were there when it was like almost 90 degrees and full gothic regalia.
I don't know how they do it.
I was like,
I'd be dying.
Too hot for that shit. Yeah. But they were. So you've got a lot of people who look kind of like that. And I kind of look a little bit like that too. Like not full gothic regalia, but you know, I've got pink hair. I definitely have tattoos. So I dress a little bit differently. And he looks a little bit more like normie, I guess you could say. So if anybody, I feel like that would maybe be the thing that people would be like, oh, you know, y'all look a little bit different, but not because of age or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody like, I don't know about anybody else, but I personally don't like being stared at. So I totally understand, you know, when people see me out with an older white man, they're probably assuming, that, you know, I'm being paid, which I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, it's true.
But, you know, the thing about me is, like, I was dating older white men before I became a professional dater.
See?
So it was like, and I wasn't getting paid then. It's like, you know, so you just never know.
You never know. Exactly.
So how long was this trip?
It was, like, 3 solid days. We left really early on a Friday from Richmond, and then he had to leave early on Monday morning, but it was basically through to Sunday night. We went to the festival for 2 days. It wasn't a different show each day, but we ended up going 2 days because when I first sent it,
same lineup?
Yeah, same lineup. Yeah. The reason why that happened was because
I've never heard of this before.
He's just, it was fantastic. It was just one of those things where I was like, hey, this is what we're doing. Great. I'm so excited because, like I said, I found out about the festival from the date, whatever city page it was, and sent it to him because I was like, oh my God, these bands are amazing. You love these bands. I love these bands. And he was just like, we're going. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. I honestly wasn't necessarily expecting that, but okay.
If you love them, seeing them 2 days in a row is like really not that that bad.
Well, he got tickets, you know, as soon as they went on sale, but they sold out. It was supposed to only be one day. They sold out so fast that he couldn't, like the VIP tickets sold out really fast. So he got general admission for the first day, but then they were adding a second day. And so he was like, fuck it. We're going 2 days and I'm getting VIP for the second day.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I was like, okay.
I love that. I only like to go to shows VIP style, to be honest.
It was nice. I will say, because they, in for that particular one, VIP, of course, they had their own bathrooms, which was fantastic.
Yes, that literally,
that's
what I
worth the price of it. Yeah.
That's what I'm paying for is the bathrooms.
The first day when we weren't in VIP, it wasn't atrocious. Like there weren't huge lines, but still it was just nice to know like, okay, we can go over here and I don't really have to wait as much. And then there were also, in one of the VIP areas, because there was 3 stages. So by one of the stages, there was different food vendors that were like only in the VIP area.
Oh.
And like, there was like they called it general store. So you could pick up supplies. There was like one in the VIP area, things like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Special little viewing areas. So it was definitely worth it. And it was really, really cool.
So you guys just stayed at the festival for both days. Did you do anything like outside of the festival, or was it strictly like just going to the festival? You didn't go to like any restaurants or anything?
We did. The food is also a really big part of our interactions together. It's like, I think,
listen, I love food. So I ask this question with like every episode now, because I realize how much I love food and I want to hear about things that other people eat.
Yeah.
For some reason, like
it's
a weirdo.
So important. No, it's so important because really, truly, like, I mean, no, like this is completely honest. Part of the great thing of being a professional dater is that I get to go to all of these amazing restaurants.
I know.
Like, I am, I have no shame in admitting I am in it for the food. Like,
listen, let's be honest. I was like one day looking and I was like, oh, I haven't been to that restaurant yet. I was like, I wonder, how can I get somebody to take me?
Yeah. Like, honestly, if you, like, I want to do this eventually. I haven't had time yet, but I want to do, like, here's cute Richmond date ideas, you know? And, like,
yeah,
they're going to be food focused. That's just how it is.
Yeah. I actually added some date ideas to my website, but it obviously isn't complete because I got sidetracked with, you know, how I do ADHD and all. And I just get sidetracked and I'm like, ooh, I have so many unfinished projects around here.
Tiny
so
object.
Many. Yeah, literally. But yeah, that I've been planning to do that, to like make a list of restaurants, like one of like the favorites that I've been to that's like, hey, you could take me here.
I will go especially back anytime.
Especially being vegan, you know, people are like nervous to take me out. And I'm like, listen, I can make the best of like anything. Give me some mushrooms.
Absolutely.
And I'm good, right? Even at like some of the best steakhouses, they're like, I don't want to take you to a steakhouse. I'm like, I'm not offended.
Right.
By you eating meat. I love to get dressed. I love the atmosphere.
Exactly.
And, you know, I also like little cafes too. So that's also something that most people don't know that, I mean, yes, there are those daters out there who only want to be going to Michelin star. That's fine.
That's fine.
But there are others who like an array, like good food is good food,
good
right?
Good food is good food.
Just make sure, just let me know where so I'm dressed appropriately.
Yeah. And right? So you can like, check out the menu ahead of time. And
yeah,
know.
Like don't have me dressing up, you know, in a little black
when
dress.
You're going to a hole
and,
in the wall.
In red bottom, you know, 6-inch red bottoms, and we're going to like a hole in the wall.
Yeah,
like,
you're going to a food truck.
You know, like I'm totally fine, you know, with a cute like food truck picnic date.
Yes.
You just got to let me know ahead of time. Like, let's, you know, clear it with me first. But yeah, like,
yeah.
So what, did like, because LA is one of the reasons LA is my favorite city, is the food scene for us vegans is like amazing.
Yes, it was.
What
really good.
What was some like one of your favorite meals that you had?
So there were a couple of standout meals. The first one of which was the first night that we were there, Friday night before the festival actually started. I can't remember the name of the restaurant anyway, but I'm somewhat newly pescatarian. I don't think I've told you that. Because it's just, you know, stuff and things with what my body needs. Exactly.
Yeah, just like you do you, right?
Yeah.
Like we're not judging.
Right. But so I've been over the past year or so, I've been trying all of these new seafood dishes and it's just like such an adventure and it's been really, really fun.
Oh.
But I had this, it was bass. Was it bass? It was bass. Yeah. Over top of a bed of rice that had Nero sauce, which I didn't know what that was. It's squid ink sauce.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, well, I've never had that before.
That's how they make the, like, the black pasta.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. And I was like, well, I've never had that before. I was like, sure, I'll try it. Oh my God. It was like, I can close my eyes right now and I can still feel that, what that meal tasted like. It was absolutely amazing.
That's my favorite.
It
That's
was
my favorite when
good.
Just thinking about the meal takes you right back to that experience.
Like, and truly it does. It takes me back to the whole experience because just like being there with him was just really lovely. And like, you know, so, sometimes when you, even though we had traveled together, we hadn't taken a 6-hour plane ride together before.
Right,
so
right.
It was like, you know, that was a whole new thing. It was like, all right, I'm pretty sure this will go well, but you never know. And it was great. We played Mario Kart on the plane. We watched Labyrinth. It was fantastic.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was very, very cute. and then, you know, get there. We like settle in. It's like, okay, let's get dressed up, take shower, go out to dinner. And it's just like, just the beginning of that whole experience. I was like, God, this is so great. I love this.
Oh, so the date started off on a high note.
It really did.
On a high note.
It really did.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. So that meal, like I said, I still like close my eyes. Like I still like taste it. I'm like, I need to find a place in Richmond that has good like squid ink sauce. I can't eat pasta anymore, but yeah, as long as I can get this sauce.
I love pasta so much.
Challenges these days, but anyway.
Yeah.
But so it was just absolutely delicious. The drinks were fantastic. And you know, the place where we stayed was just really beautiful. It had this like little outside courtyard. So it's like we came back and we had drinks afterwards in the little courtyard area. And it was just like, there were little
lights. Was this like an all day festival?
The festival was, yeah, it was like it was noon to I think 11 p.m. They actually had like a noise curfew and there were no in or outs either. So like once you were there, you had to be there.
You were there.
Yeah.
So did you guys like leave early or did you have this evening in the courtyard like after?
Yeah, that was the first night before, that was on Friday night.
Okay, before the festival.
Yeah. Okay. We were pretty tired and sweaty after the festival. Yeah, days. So like we were like, yeah, we'll come back after the festival and have drinks. And we were like, no, we're tired. We're going to bed.
I say that all the time. And after the festival, I'm like, there's no way.
No, it was a lot. Especially because the first day we were just like hot and sweaty. We went late. We didn't get there right at noon because that was just too much. Being outside, there was some shade, but just like being outside for 12 hours.
It's intense.
12 hours, yeah.
It's intense.
And again, that was something that like, yeah, we'd traveled before, but it's like neither of us had experienced being in that kind of environment where you're hot, you're tired, you're sweaty. Again, because I have dietary challenges. It's like, I don't really know what the food situation is going to be like. I'm like, right. Snacks. I'm like, I come with my whole bag.
Yeah.
This whole thing. So, but it worked out great. It was just really fun.
Yeah. I was literally just thinking like, man, like, even with like your best client, right? You guys are friendly, you know each other. It's still like you still have to be, you know, in your character kind of, so to speak.
Yeah.
Not that we're not real, but you know, you get the best versions of us.
Exactly. And we get the best versions of our clients too, you know?
Right,
I think I have to remind myself of that too. It's like, especially with some clients that I'm really quite fond of, it's like, yeah, like we're both getting the best versions of ourselves right now.
Exactly. So it's like
there was more opportunity for that to change, but it didn't.
Right.
So it
that's great. What I'm thinking. Like, okay, 2 days, it's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did anybody get like hangry or anything?
No, I definitely. But there was the end of the second day. I was a little bit tired, and like, I kind of had to monitor some of that for myself a little bit, you know, and again, not because I'm not trying to be real with somebody, because this is somebody that I actually, over time, you know, like I can really be real with him, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I still,
also don't want to get to a point where it's like, you know, it's like I'm getting hangry and I'm probably, you know, not going to be in the best mood. And then he's going to be like, oh my God, I'm never going to do this again. You know?
Right. Like, no, like, I want to keep doing this.
You want to keep doing this. So it's like, you push through, man. It's like, okay, I'm, you know, getting hungry. Because I think by now we all know how I am about snacks.
If you don't have snacks, I know this about you. If there aren't snacks, it's a bad time for everybody.
Well, the bad time is only feeding me snacks.
That's right. Correct.
Like, I can survive on snacks for a certain amount of time.
That's right.
But if you have no actual meal plan for me,
yeah,
let's just keep a shorter date.
Exactly. It's like,
and not a multi-day date.
No. It, no. I remember that.
Because, listen, snacks.
I heard it. Like, it was
for
just
multiple
so
days.
Yes. We heard about that for so long. And then, like
to eat.
Yeah. I remember being like, wait. The plan was only to feed you snacks.
Dude, it was a mess.
A girl cannot survive on hummus and chips alone for days. I mean, I love hummus and chips, but
one day I might share that story. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't a good story, but it was.
Listen, I don't know. I might do an episode where it like turned up to be like a disaster date or something, but like not like a.
Not bad disaster. Yeah.
Scary bad disaster.
Learning experience.
A learning experience. I might. I don't know. The show isn't about me, so everybody keeps asking me, when am I going to share a story? And I'm like, but the show's not about me. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe. Totally. Maybe one day I'll do an episode where I share a story. I don't know. Who knows?
But snacks. It can be a thing. And I, fortunately, I'm prepared for the most part that, like, I know that sometimes because of my dietary needs and limitations, I know that all I can eat are snacks, you know, and if I know that going in, it's fine. And so this was fine, but yeah, it turned out to all work out really well. We had that like amazing dinner the night before the festival started. And then the next day we were like, all right, well, we're going to have like a kind of a leisurely brunch. And, you know, of course, we were coming from East Coast time, so we got up super early, but we'll go have brunch. Turns out, so we were looking at Google Maps, just trying to figure out where are we going to go. And I see this place called Millie's Diner. And I was like, huh. I was like, there's a Millie's Diner in Richmond. You know, I wonder what that's like. Is that just a coincidence, you know, same name or whatever? So I was looking at the menu. And while I was doing that, he was like looking up the information about this, you know, version of it in California. And he's like, yeah, so it turns out this is where it started.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
It and then, started in California.
In California.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And then the owner, like, I mean, the owner of it has been in Richmond and doing, you know, restaurant stuff in Richmond. He has a couple of other places for years. So like at some point, I don't know, maybe in the 90s or something, I can't remember, he came to Richmond and he opened Millie's Diner. So it was really
cool. Crazy is that?
I just thought it was funny though too, because that's where we ended up going. And I was just like, we traveled across the country to go to the same restaurant that we can do it to
the same place.
But the menu was quite different. And, you know, it was very like very much a California menu over there.
Listen, sometimes it's just how it is. Well, but lovely. Then you got to experience the different menu because it's not the same menu. So that's actually a treat within itself.
Yeah, exactly.
So and LA is like really my favorite. I need to get back out. I haven't been to LA in a while and I miss it so much. I went to Napa last year.
Oh yeah.
Love Napa. But you know, that's North Cali and it was cold.
Yeah, it can be.
Very cold.
It can be.
So I need to get back to LA if anybody wants to fly me out there. I don't do well with tours out in LA for some reason.
Girl.
But
it was not, let's just say it wasn't.
Fly me to you. Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So that sounds like a really fun date. And I mean, obviously you guys have been seeing each other for a while and you never got to the hangry point. So he is going to see you again.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. We've got stuff planned out actually until October. So.
Oh my God. That's so fun. Well, feel free to share that with me.
Yeah, I will, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. Like
we do a lot of like relationships and entertainment together, you know, like we'll see theater, we'll see like musicals and theatrical productions, we'll go to concerts.
That's the best.
It's really great. It's just fantastic. Because live music is one of my favorite things. I am such a live music person.
This is what our industry is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, we could do these things separately or you could have somebody go with you.
What's
I mean, I do a lot of things by myself, but when I have great company, it makes it that much better, you know?
Absolutely.
So there's nothing wrong with, you know, doing things by yourself and also wanting to enjoy great company.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously, you are a fun time. I know you're a fun time because I know you. And I just want everybody else to know that you're also a fun time. Yes.
I'm a great person to hang out with.
You're a great time. Okay, so I do want to know, what is the first thing that you did to treat yourself with your home money after you like paid your bills and stuff? Like, what's the first like extravagant thing, experience or material? Doesn't matter.
So I actually, after when we parted ways, because like, yeah, we didn't end up flying back together for logistical reasons, parted ways over on the West Coast. I actually went down to San Diego because I'd never been to San Diego and I had spent time in California, but I did like LA to San Francisco at that trip. So this time I was like, you know what, let me go south. And so I ended up renting a car. Listen, it was so funny. So I am not a sports car person. I'm not a car person. To me, they're functional. Yeah. Like some people are, it's just not something I have an interest in. But so I go to pick up this rental car and all they had to give me was a red Dodge Charger.
Oh my God. Those engines, man.
As not a car person, room. I was like, vroom, vroom, baby. I was like,
it starts up and it's like, vroom.
Yeah. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Yeah. I was like, I get
it. Yeah.
It was so amazing. I'm like driving down the one, like, you know, as far south as I can go. Like I took it, you know, close to the coast.
Did you take the PCH?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's a good drive.
So because I had driven from LA to San Francisco on the PCH, but I had never gone south. So I was like, man, this is so great. And I was just like, God, I feel like that's what when I tagged Ho Ventures, I was just like,
oh, okay.
I was like, I'm driving down the one in this like hot car and I'm listening to Ho Ventures and I'm living my best life. And it just was such a feeling. It was such a feeling. It was such a moment. I was just like, this is why I do this. This is why I'm a professional dater, because I get to have cool ass adventures like this. It's like, I got to have an adventure with somebody that I really like having adventures with. And then I got to have an adventure on my own. And it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. So when I got to San Diego, I kind of settled in or whatever. And then I went to this amazing sushi restaurant, treated myself to that. Like, it was just absolutely beautiful. The food was so freaking amazing. And then the next morning, or maybe it was two mornings after that, I went kayaking for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went over to La Jolla, just, you know, a little bit up the road.
Yeah. Oh, I love La Jolla.
Yeah. And I did like a sea cave kayak experience. And it was so much fun. I was like, God, I can totally get into this California lifestyle. It was like, if all I had to do in life was like wake up and just exist in California and not have to work and not have a care in the world, man.
That is my, that's my goal, is to just wake up and exist and just do things.
That's all I want to do. Wake up and exist.
So if anybody just wants to give me a pile of money so I can do that, please.
That's what we're all here for. Exactly.
I'll promise I'll post all the pictures.
Yes. Yeah. If anybody just wants to fund my existence, like, you will get so many pictures, so many videos.
So many pictures, videos. Like, I will hire a person to follow me around so that you
absolutely
can see all where your money is going to.
Absolutely.
So now that I'm just realizing that when I met you, you were a baby ho. So this was like one of the first big things that you did for yourself since you started.
Yeah, it kind of was. And it's funny to think about that, because also part of it was because, you know, from the pandemic until I got vaccinated, I wasn't doing air travel.
Yeah,
was
you weren't doing anything. Profile.
Yeah, I was only basically driving between like Baltimore and Raleigh, North Carolina, maybe an occasional trip to Charlotte. But it was like, I only was going, you know, on tours. I use that term loosely, if I could drive there. And then even I didn't really take trains. If I was going up to DC, I would just suck it up and drive up, you know, I-95, which is always a nightmare. But it was really the first vacation that I had since the pandemic, which is wild to think about. But it was just amazing. I was so excited to be there, and it was so nice to treat myself to something like that afterwards. And I didn't necessarily have plans initially. Like, sometimes when I go on vacations, I'll research and I'll be like, this is what I want to do and this is where I want to go. But then other times I just wing it, and I totally winged it. I'm not a planner.
I always wing it. My mom is like, did you plan our vacation? I'm like,
No, I didn't.
I don't plan. I'm like, what? Plan? What?
We know where we're going to stay. We will have a roof over our head. And apart from that, like,
I don't do that either. I leave on Friday, and I still have a place to book for, Amsterdam, I think, is our final city. And I'm like, I don't know where we're staying yet. So, okay. Well, that was like, that's a really good one.
It was nice.
And you know what? Two years in, that's honestly, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So it takes about a year or two once you get like your debts paid off or school paid off and savings.
Yeah.
It's about 2 years in is normal to start, you know, really treating yourself.
That's what it seemed like. And
you're on track.
I'm so glad. Yeah.
You're on track for greatness. I love it.
I was very, one of the, I guess, you know, slight benefits of the pandemic, you know, not that there were many, but was that because I wasn't going out and doing things as much, I basically was just like save. And just one of the things I love about this, about being a professional dater, is that I could never work a civvy job where I could put in, you know, like any civvy job that I've had, it's like 40 plus hours a week, right?
Right.
And I could never make the kind of money that I would need in order to save up to have a cushion. You know, it's like, I went into the pandemic with very little savings. Like, I had hardly anything. And I was like, well, this is not cool.
Right. So, no,
throughout the pandemic, I fortunately, you know, blessedly, because of just life circumstances, I was able to save. And I'm like, God, this is great. And, you know, like, thanks to all of the clients that stuck it out with me too. Like, you know,
shout out to all of our clients that rocked with us through the pandemic.
It's not every client could do that, you know, like their life circumstances or their particular health needs or whatever. There were a lot of people that weren't seeing professionals, and I get it, but man, I'm so happy that I was able to kind of get to the place that I'm at. It feels really good.
Yes. Well, you're doing great, and you're going to continue to do great. I know that so much. All right. So where can the listeners find out more about you?
So I only have Twitter at the moment. I don't have Instagram okay. because that's just a lot.
That's fine.
But my Twitter handle is at Mikaela Grace, M-I-K-A-E-L-A, Grace, X-O. So you can find me there. And yeah, I think that's it, right? Yeah,
yes,
that's the only
guys.
Simple I have.
All right. Check her out on Twitter. If you have a Twitter, I don't even think you need to be signed
no,
up for Twitter.
You don't.
You don't. You can just type twitter.com/MikaelaGraceXO
yep.
and you can see more about her personality there, which you got a lot today. So that's a good start. So
yeah. I'd like to think my Twitter is a good mix of like our sort of, I don't know, standard ways of doing things in our world. Plus like you'll definitely see a lot of tweets about me just saying some off the cuff stuff.
So. You know, but like this is why this show exists, because you can get a deeper sense of a person through
exactly.
conversation, right?
Yeah.
So much so. Okay, well, this has been a wonderful yes. adventure with Ho Ventures.
Thanks for allowing me to share.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join me. And to all you out there, as always, keep it sexy. Bye. Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ho Ventures, and on Instagram at Ho Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.